Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
John McClain in the building. One more segment. The NFL Hall of Famer on In the Loop with Landry and Lopez. We're going to start with the NFL draft. Texans 16 days away from the NFL draft. When does the newest mock draft come out, Mr. McClain?
It will be out tomorrow. We're starting a series on the Texans' needs at every position. I did offensive line, which should be posted today or tomorrow. And then Aaron Wilson and I do that. And then we also do our regular position draft series that starts next week. I am pumped about the drafts. Always, I love going to the combine. I love going to the league meetings. But you can't beat the draft. When I covered the Oilers, they had top five picks. So the interest was all in off season because they were terrible during the season. And it's my favorite time of the year. And I think back when I started, the draft was 12 rounds. It used to be 18, 16, 12.
Imagine 18.
And
they
would take the old Shamrock Hilton Hotel. They would invite the fans to come over to a big ballroom, and they'd have a board in which every team was listed. And when they get a call, it wasn't on TV.
Yeah.
And it wasn't on TV till, I think, 81 when ESPN put it on. That took it to a whole nother level. Joel Buschbaum, Paul Zimmerman, and Howard Balzer. And so you'd be in that ballroom all day and night till the 12 rounds were over, but it was fun.
Gary Kubiak was an eighth-round draft pick. Would have had to be a street free agent.
Be a free agent today.
That's right. What do you make, before we move on to the rest of the hits, I said this during the break, but some our listeners would want to know, Kyler Murray going to Arizona today, visiting with the Cardinals?
Very awkward for Josh Rosen because they started as a new coach. You start your OTAs a week before everybody else. Mm-hmm. Texans will crank it up on April 15th. So you have Murray over there visiting, and you have Josh Rosen in the building with his teammates. Just an awkward situation. Rosen, first one there yesterday. He'll handle it in the right way. And if I'm him, I want out of there. Their team is terrible.
At this point, yes.
His offensive line was worse than the Texans. Mm-hmm. I want to go somewhere else, anywhere else. So he's going to do everything right. And when he talks to the media, I don't know if he'll address it or if he'll just say, I'm talking about football. But this is a chance for him to shine in the off season and do everything he needs to do leading up to the draft, because I'm guessing he'll get traded the day before or during the draft.
Astros-Yankees last night. John McClain in attendance. Have you ever thrown out the first pitch in an Astros game, by the way?
No, and I've not sung the national anthem either.
Well, I want to see you throw out a first
pitch. I'd rather throw out our longtime beat writer and former sports editor, Carlton Thompson. I never knew Carlton was a great singer, had mm-hmm. great pipes. Mm-hmm. And one time when he was covering the Astros, I believe, he got to sing the national anthem.
He sure did.
He did better than Carl Lewis?
He did real good.
A little bit better than Carl Lewis.
He did real well.
I'm shocked you haven't thrown out a first pitch.
Me too.
I'm very shocked.
Why would I be throwing
out? You're John McClain.
Media throw out the first
pitch. When you made the Hall of Fame or something? Or?
Yeah, if they had media throwing out the first pitch, they'd be having a lot of
Travis
people.
Travis Scott threw out
a lot
the first
of people
pitch.
Better than me. Yeah, well, he's famous. Are he and Kylie Jenner
yes.
married or just together?
They have kid together and they're together.
Mm-hmm.
And he was selling some hats the other day.
Hey, those hats were popular.
I got one.
Yeah.
I got one.
You could get about that for that on eBay.
Two days. Well, I think about $100, but you know, it is what it is. Hopefully they don't release more. The Astros on the field, though, they won 4-3. The rally started when they were trailing 3-1 with Robinson Chirinos at the plate. Tyler White was on first base. Surely Gary Pettis, the third base coach, isn't going to send the great white whale home.
In the air, center field, pretty well hit. Gardner back at the track, looking up, it's off the wall. One run scores. Tyler White's around third. He's going to try and score. The throw home is not in time. We're tied at three.
Great slide by White.
Too. Very, very
professional
good slide.
Slide right there.
Yes, and I'm guessing Pettis knew, mm-hmm. even though he's slow, or not slow, but he's not Brian McCann slow, but he's not one of the faster ones, that if it was close to the plate, he was really good at sliding.
Just real quick on that, though, I've always believed that, like, except for Major League Baseball, always challenge the outfielder's arm.
Especially
high school and college. You may challenge their arm. It's very rare that a guy is that good. Now, in the Major League Baseball, those guys can really, really
They got guns, but it's hard to be accurate consistently.
I'm starting to believe more often in Major League Baseball you should challenge arms because they can't block the plate anymore. So that was a great example last night. Five years ago, the catcher would have blocked the plate, and he would probably been out.
Can't block it, can't break up double play anymore.
I think
you
should challenge arms
second base
at every level now. I used to say just high school and college.
That's a great point.
But can I give you all something nobody's talking about?
I just
gave
you something.
Nobody's talking about guys.
I got something else. Can I give you something else?
Fire away.
Okay.
The Astros are familiar with Yankees catcher Gary Sanchez because if you remember in Game 5 of the ALCS when Alex Bregman had that walk-off, Gary Sanchez was unable to catch the ball and make the tag.
That's right.
So maybe Gary Pettis was taking that in mind, too, knowing that Gary Sanchez has a history of not being able to lay down the tag on Astros players.
Good third base coach knows all those things.
Yeah, Gary Pettis is a funny guy, too. I got some Gary Pettis stories if y'all ever want a podcast, and we won't do them on the air. Bottom of the eighth, Carlos Correa at the plate. This is what happens.
Broken bat. That's a fair ball. In comes Bregman. He's going to score. Everybody safe. 4-3 Astros. Carlos Correa, broken bat, infield hit, and the Astros take their first lead of the night.
And they keep that lead. Berto Osuna picks up the save. Astros win 4-3. John McClain, tell me you stayed for the whole game. Please tell me you stayed for the whole game.
I stayed for the whole game.
There we go.
Altuve's home run may have been the hardest he's ever hit.
101 miles per hour
off
the bat.
Up on the tracks. 400, what was it?
46.
446 feet for a guy that small. It's just amazing the power he can generate.
And it's just amazing the power this whole lineup has. I'm excited about this Astros team. They're
I like Chirinos, man. The catcher.
He's
I know
big
he's good.
Hits yesterday, back-to-back hits, and he can throw. I remember Bannister, his manager with the Rangers.
Jeff Bannister.
In the offseason, Mark Berman called him after the Astros had signed him, and he went on and on about the improvement Chirinos made throwing and just overall.
Because that is his
catcher.
weakness, supposedly.
And he had worked so hard and how much better he got. You know, he's older.
Mm-hmm.
He's going to be a 1 or 2 year deal. And, but boy, he's off to a good
got some
start.
Fire, too. He's got some fire. Yeah, two doubles last night for Chirinos. He has a hot start for the Astros, keeping it going. And tonight, Garrett Cole will be on the bump at the Juice Box. Men's basketball national title game yesterday. Virginia are your champions.
And they're going to dribble it out from ruin to redemption. The Virginia Cavaliers are the 2019 NCAA national champions.
What was your biggest takeaway from the game yesterday, John?
Then it went to overtime. And what clutch shots Virginia made.
DeAndre Hunter, that's a big time.
He was into regulation and in overtime.
Mm-hmm.
And I just felt terrible for the Red Raiders. I thought they were going to win it. There's a writer for Yahoo named Jay Busby, who I think is one of the most underrated in the country. And he wrote a story yesterday about one shining moment and how it came to be.
Mm-hmm.
And the last time they had somebody before one shining moment was Barbara Streisand, who was about as opposite you'd want in that situation. And a guy wrote the song, sent it around.
Mm-hmm.
They took it, and he ran a link, which I haven't seen yet, of every shining moment, 30-something.
Oh, my gosh.
Said it takes an hour and 5 minutes to watch it, but at some point I'm going to watch it because I get choked up every time I see it.
You really like that? I think it's. I don't like one shining moment.
I love
the tournament.
It.
I just think it's so overrated.
I like it. They used to play it. They know so many people like it now. But
they need to change the song.
They delay it as much as they can. It took a while last night. I was already in bed going, all right.
They need to change the song.
One day wait after all the interviews.
Yeah, and all that stuff.
They need to go with "Lose Yourself" by Eminem. I think the times have changed. 85-77. The final. By the way, Texas Tech. Tough loss for those Red Raiders, but they were in the Elite Eight last year.
Great season.
They'll be back. It's okay. Rockets wrapping up their regular season today in Oklahoma City. If they win, they'll be no worse than the 3 seed. If they do win and Denver loses one of their final two, then they will be the 2 seed. Playoffs begin Saturday. Can you believe that, John McClain? It just slapped us in the face.
Seems. And first of all, the best of luck to Mike D'Antoni.
yes,
who has been in the hospital.
Another day in the hospital.
And is supposed to be out for the playoffs. Have they said what's going on with Mike?
An infection of some sort.
And we wish him the best because he's a great guy and he's done a tremendous job. And if you guys had a choice based on where they could finish, who would you want them to play in the first round?
Clippers.
I agree with the Clippers.
Clippers to me are going to be a tough out, man. They really had an overachieving year, and maybe that's why you want to play them because you know you're just more talented. But they've played really well. I mean, they're a well coached, very well disciplined team in the NBA.
Not that Chris Paul needs any motivation, but I would think that he would like to.
He knows the back alleys.
Play the
there.
Clippers. Yes, he knows how to get to the dressing rooms without going through the main entrance. I'd like to see Beverly. I think it'd be fun watching him cover Harden. Is there a chance they could still play the Spurs?
Yes.
I do not want the Spurs
because of Popovich. I just don't.
Sweep them, too.
At number three, they would play the Thunder. At number two, they would probably play the Spurs.
They'd tap the brakes off the Spurs. Mm-hmm. That would be no problem. That wouldn't be. Don't worry about Popovich. It's his day is came and gone.
People always go a long way in the playoffs when they don't worry about Popovich.
Yeah, don't worry about Popovich. He doesn't have a superstar anymore. It's all good. You'd be all right. Astrodome birthday, John Lopez. I know you've been waiting for this one. This is marked on your calendar.
Sure.
It is the 54th birthday of the building built on April 9th, 1965. They've already started a $105 million project to freshen it up. What are you going to get the Astrodome for its birthday, John Lopez?
Rat poison.
McClain, can you believe this guy?
Terrible. Terrible.
He's a terrible Houstonian, isn't he?
It might be terrible, but it's not incorrect.
The last time that I was in there, it was in such a state of disarray. When Hurricane Katrina came and they had all the evacuees in there, mm-hmm. I went through it when a couple of celebrity former players and coaches came in and walked around. I felt so bad.
It's sad, man.
For the people having to be moved there because it was just awful.
You know,
and I don't know how they're going to fix it up, but if you can tear down the Boston Garden, you can tear down the Astrodome.
Yankee Stadium,
exactly.
And here's the thing, and I think this is the way I would best describe it. Some of my best, if not the best, memories I have as a kid, and those are always your best ones, you know, in terms of sports, were in the Astrodome. I mean, I just went through some of them.
I agree.
How many people can say they were at that game that Earl Campbell just absolutely de-cleated Isaiah Robertson? I was there.
I was there, too.
I was sitting in the end zone.
My first trip to the Astrodome in 65, right after it opened, I watched Sandy Koufax shut out the Astros.
I saw Larry Durker pitch and manage in the Astrodome.
OGs upon us, Biggie.
I'm telling you, it's one of my best memories. So the way I would describe it, John, is this. Let's say your grandpa is 98 years
old.
He's on life support, and it's the saddest thing you've ever seen. You want it to just end at some point, even though you love him to death, right? That's how I feel about the Astrodome. It's on life support.
This would be a good time to play One Shining Moment.
One Shining Moment for the Astrodome.
No.
Let's hear it, Figgy.
Hell no.
We'll play all the audio of
Well, it's not going anywhere.
Pastorini
for sure.
Monday Night Football.
Don't do that.
Earl's game.
We don't need to hear One Shining Moment.
Daryl Kyle's no-hitter. I was there. I covered. That's a great story. That's a great Chronicle story.
Can I interest you guys in some breaking news here?
Sure.
On
you don't want to hear the great Chronicle
breaking news
story?
Yeah, you can do that. You want the breaking news first or that?
Breaking news first.
Mike D'Antoni, he's just getting his discharge papers. He's going to be going home.
Good for
Mike. So the nasty stomach virus is healing. He's getting the meds. He's getting his discharge papers, and he's heading home. This courtesy of a source.
So Daryl Kyle was pitching on
The late, great Daryl Kyle.
Rest
in peace. Number 57.
I believe it was a Sunday. It was a night game, so it must have been a Saturday night game in September of 94. Whenever the World Series, the no-hitter was.
Yeah, that year.
I had been covering, I know it was like an Olympic year or something, because I had not covered any Astros games that year, because I was doing a lot of the build-up with the Olympics and all that stuff.
And John used to work at the Chronicle. Yeah.
Was he a good writer, by the way?
He was a great writer.
How good on a scale of 1 to 10? Where does he rank among the best of all time that you've ever worked with?
You mean as a person or as a writer?
As a writer. As a person, I know he's bottom five.
Right up there in the top five.
Thank you, John McClain.
No, actually, top three.
That
wow.
Means a lot. Thank you.
Who are the other two?
Ed Fowler and Mickey Herskowitz.
Suck on that, Dale Robertson.
So, anywho, So I hadn't covered an Astros game all year, and it's September. That's late in the year. So Neil Holfeld was the Astros beat writer, the late, great Neil Holfeld, had to take a weekend off for some event that he was going to, okay? So they go, Dan Cunningham called me and said, John, you got to be the lead writer on the Astros tonight. I said, sure, man, I'll figure it out. I mean, I knew a couple of the guys. I didn't know Daryl Kyle. So I start writing the story, sixth inning. This is pre-cell phone view. I mean, there were the big giant brick cell phones, but I picked up the phone and called the office, said, hey, Kyle's got a no-hitter into the sixth. Seventh inning, call the office. Hey, Kyle's got a no-hitter in the seventh inning. AP starts sending out all the alerts like they used to do across the country. Eighth inning, Neil Holfeld walks in, and he just looks at me, and I'm like, dude, if you want it, take it. I'll just do a sidebar. And he goes, he shakes his hand, you know, because it's his beat. You know, I would do that to you. Yeah. When your guy, you know, on your beat throws a no-hitter, you want that story because you've covered him all year. And I tell him, I say, take it if you want it. I'll just do a sidebar. And he shakes his hand at me like he did. You know, Neil was a great dude. He goes, no, Lopez, you take it. You've been here all game. It's your story. So I said, all right. So he ends up throwing the no-hitter. They put the story on A1, the front page of the entire newspaper, my story for Daryl Kyle's no-hitter. After the game, I'm introducing myself to Daryl Kyle. I mean, I'm like, hi, I'm the guy that's going to write the story that's going to sit on your mantle for the rest of your life.
Wow, that's a great story. I didn't know that.
And so I'm introducing myself to Daryl Kyle. I write the story. Probably 15 years later, I'm at an event with Neil Holfeld. And I'm bragging about him. I said, that dude, he's the best dude. I mean, he just let me have the no-hitter story. And it's been on, you know, all the papers. And it's been framed in the Astrodome and now Minute Maid Park and all that. I just want to tell you what a good dude Neil Holfeld is. And he kind of smiles and he looks at me and he goes, there's no way I could have written that story. I was drunk on my ass.
How much time we got?
I said, oh, you got a couple minutes?
I got to tell a quick story. I was asked to cover an Astros game one time. They were playing the Giants. Mm-hmm. And because multiple people must have been off, and it was off season. So I went, and the Astros won. Willie McCovey, their Hall of Fame first baseman, it was getting later in his career. And I can't remember what happened in the game, but it was something involving him.
Mm-hmm.
And it was a guy I'd worked with in Waco who was still in Waco, was there doing a Giants story. And after the game, I said, did you talk to McCovey? He said, yeah. I said, well, what did he say about that play? And he told me. So I quoted McCovey and ran it. Next day, I get a call from the Giants PR guy saying, Willie McCovey read your story and said he didn't say that and wants to talk to you about it. And I'm like, okay, I'll be over there.
He's a big
this
dude.
This was like 76 or 7.
Wow.
And so I call this guy from Waco. He goes, I paraphrased what he said. You didn't tell me you were going to quote him. I said, man, oh, man, now I got to go talk to him. So I went out there, and I went up
John,
and
come
introduced
get
myself to the Giants PR guy and said I would follow him after the game to the dressing room. And we go down. It was the last game. Turned out Willie had already left early and gone back to the hotel. And I'm like, tell him I'm sorry.
So you didn't have to do it.
Didn't have to deal with Willie McCovey.
Yeah, there you go. That's a good thing.
And when
that's
I misquoted him.
By the way, shout out to Dale Robertson. I know he's a legend. I was just kind of kidding with him not making your top three.
I guess sometimes people will send me questions to my mailbag based on things they hear us talking about mm-hmm. on the station. I had one last week.
Mm-hmm.
I'd love somebody to write me on my mailbag and ask me for like my top 10.
I'm going to write you a handwritten letter.
That would be hard.
I'm going to write you
writers?
A handwritten letter.
Writers.
I'll do some homework too for next Tuesday.
Did their best job that I've worked with in my 44 years at the Chronicle.
Okay.
I got a couple
Harry Shattuck, Neil Holfeld on the Astros.
Let's do that next week.
Yeah.
Let's do that next week. Don't waste it on anyone else.
Well, I'll text you. I'll text you the day before.
UCLA, they have a new basketball coach. There was rumblings that it would be Rick Barnes from Tennessee. However, Mick Cronin from Cincinnati, he's leaving to become UCLA's next coach. He agrees on a 6-year, $24 million contract.
Million less than Bruce Pearl was offered.
UCLA has all of a sudden become an unattractive job.
You'd think that you would recruit that area like crazy. Houston's the number two hotbed. LA's number one. And if you just kept, like, basketball coaches here have said for years, if they could just keep the guys in the Houston area, they win the national championship every year. Same thing about LA. It's ridiculous that UCLA and USC are not perennial elite teams.
General John McClain, what all you got going on? You going to do a Facebook Live?
I'm headed over to the Chronicle, Facebook Live, 12:15. We've got start of a draft series, Aaron Wilson and I, with the Texans' needs at every position, beginning offensive line. We also have mock draft number 10 that will be posted tomorrow. Thank you guys very much, as always.
Thank you very much. That's the NFL Hall of Famer, John McClain, in the building on In the Loop, as he is every Tuesday. Coming up next, we're 16 days away from the NFL draft, and the voice of the Texans has released a 7-round mock draft. We're going to see if John Lopez agrees with his former co-host next.
See you next Tuesday.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.